Hello, comrades. Welcome to the second episode of the Student Center podcast. We trust that you have been doing well since the release of our first episode. This episode comes at a special time when first years are integrating into the higher education system. So, it is with that respect that today you have lined up a special episode for the freshers. Stay tuned. Welcome back. The first days on campus play a crucial role in one's life. Essentially, it's the time when one is launching into a new life of freedom. Remember how in a school one used to get police everywhere they went? Forget about that. On campus, there'll be no one policing you to check if you have attended class or not. There'll be no one to tell you run. There'll be no one to tell you sleep by this time. Or there will also be no one to tell you go for games, do this and do that. And that is one of the most enjoyable bits of freedom that we'll be having on campus. Campus time also presents you with a moment of self-discovery. You are released to face the world on your own terms. You're also entering a new phase of life where you learn how to handle life on your own. You learn when to wake up on your own, what to eat, when to sleep. Yeah, all those choices are for you and you alone to make. Campus is also when most of you get your identity cards. This signifies that you are transitioning from being just a young person into a full citizen of your country. And with that comes with the fact that you can be arrested and jailed just like any adult. The law won't treat you as a juvenile. And yeah, these are just some of the few facts that you ought to keep in mind as you join campus. Now to the agenda of the day. So today you are going to look at some of the few things that you need to do during your first days on campus to get you started on the right footing. First things first, you need to ensure that you have done the basics. In essence, ensure that you have registered for all the units that you'll be doing in the first semester on campus. Also get to know the university policy regarding fee payment and registration of units. I hear that there are campuses that allow you to pay 50% of the total fees in order for you to register for the units. However, you need to know your university policy regarding fee payment and unit registration. If a university has a policy whereby you are not required to pay your full fees, then it will only be best that you pay that amount that is needed and register for the units that are required of you. After registering your units, get to know your timetable. After knowing your timetable, get to know where the classrooms are located. I remember during our time in campus, during just our first days, when we were beginning our first lessons, there's a friend of mine who was doing Bachelor of Business Information Technology, that is BBIT, and he mistakenly attended a calculus lesson in second year. Information technology class because you're not copied the timetable correctly. So this is just to encourage you to be careful to know the actual units that you'll be doing in your first semester. You'll also need to know where the faculty offices are located, and also go the extra mile to know the chairperson of your faculty. You know, knowing your chairperson of your faculty is important. They may act as your reference in future, and they may also endorse you for these positions such as faculty representative. And, such leadership positions are important when you are seeking for scholarships or also maybe employment after campus. You'll also need to know where the places of worship are located. It's important to groom your soul while you're in campus. Also, get to know where the dining hall is located, because campus dining halls serve meals at a budget cost. I know of one campus where with 10 bob you can eat ugali and vegetables and be satisfied for longer. So you see, that's the advantage of eating in a school dining hall. And finally, you also need to know where the student affairs office is located for you to at least present your welfare and grievances from time to time. The second bit of thing that you need to do while on campus is to socialize. I insist, you need to socialize. I understand that many of you may be deep introverts, but that does not mean that now you don't socialize. Also, you may have been advised by your parents during your send-off party that be wary of older students because they may be seeking to exploit your naivety. In such a case, I would say that it's preferable for you to socialize with other freshers and establish valuable connections on the go. Socializing with other freshers is simple because you are all facing the same situations. You're all freshers, and you're all still trying to adjust to the new system. So it will be easier for you to know other freshers rather than interacting with the older students. After knowing freshers, that's when you can take the next step to know older students. The easy way to know them is interacting with them as hostel mates or neighbors if you stay outside campus. The easier way to get started knowing other people or socializing is to first know your course mates, then proceed to know your hostel neighbors, then keep on building your network slowly, slowly as you go about. And by the end of it all, you'll find yourself that you'll have adjusted well into the comrade system. Thirdly, you'll need to be aware of where the notice boards are situated. Let me remind you one thing for sure. The notice boards will play a crucial role in notifying you of any going on within campus. It's also a place where you get to be aware of the many opportunities regarding campus events. A typical notice board will often contain information on timetables, general campus administration notices, information from clubs and societies, and any other vital information concerning the campus affairs. I remember during our time on campus, the first few days, imagine, we just reported on Monday, and on Tuesday the other week, we were chased out of campus because of student unrest. And before then, there had been a circular that had been posted on the campus notice boards requiring us to vacate the the campus by 5 p.m. I only became aware of this notice while we were being chased by the anti-riot police from the residential halls. Yeah, so you see, such an important notification was posted, but I had been unaware of it until that time when we were moving out. And that brought about an important lesson regarding being aware of the notice boards. So I'll also tell you, ensure that you check the notice boards, especially the main ones, every day to acquaint yourself with the vital information regarding campus. Fourthly, it will be best if you took your time to explore the town or shopping center that exists around your campus. As in, you have to be aware of all the vichochoros where you can get all your necessities at a bargain. I know that the University of Nairobi has a place called Kulabu, while KU has Kenyatta Market or KM. It's a known fact that in this vichochoro, you can get food and other household items at pocket-friendly prices. So you'd rather know how to optimize your finances for it to last longer. And one of the ways is by sourcing for your food and household items from these vichochoros. Let me give you a tip for you to maximize your finances while shopping there. Always ensure that you have dressed down like a hustler, and you can always work in groups, because this will increase your negotiation power and you'll be able to shop for a lot of items using little money. Finally, remember not to miss the first meeting with the student body and the university administration. This first meeting, it's usually meant to give you an orientation into the university system. You also get introduced to your student leaders and the university leadership team. You also get to learn the responsible individuals for various student affairs. In essence, you will also understand the role of each of the student leaders and how you can approach them to present your grievances in any case there are matters of concern that ought to come to their attention. And as I finish, I would like to say that these are just some of the things that you ought to do to get started. Remember, as you begin going to class and socializing with the rest of the comrades, a lot of things will start falling into place and you'll be happy. Also, I'll urge you to be patient, never be in a hurry. Just take your time, face each day as it comes, and always take moments at the end of each day to express gratitude for the good things that have happened. And you'll find it easier to adjust your time there, to adjust into campus during those initial days. Always also remember to be confident and courageous in all your pursuits. Finally, I'll tell you that the most important thing is to enjoy your time, but remember to study. You know, it's easy to get caught up in the fun times to the point that you'll find yourself disregarding classwork. But to overcome such a disregard, the first thing to do will be to establish a rewarding routine that balances between socialization and academics. Keep in mind that campus time is a time to learn how to live by yourself and to establish vital connections that launch you into your career and to your fruitful future. Until the next episode, remember to remain focused on your ambition. Thank you for listening to me, and thank you for your time. Until next time, bye.